God's Plan for Evil and Sin. Chapter 2 of 4, God's Surprising Plan, The Purpose Behind the Pain, by Steve Martin. God has a powerful and loving reason for allowing evil and sin into His creation. In this chapter, we will see how these negative experiences are not cosmic accidents, but are instead essential tools that God purposefully uses to achieve a glorious and loving ultimate end. Why you can't know good without evil. The key to unlocking the problem of evil lies in a simple but profound principle. All knowledge is based on contrast. We cannot truly know or appreciate something without experiencing its opposite. Before they sinned, Adam and Eve were surrounded by good. They enjoyed perfect health, abundance, and fellowship with God. Yet they had no true knowledge or appreciation of this goodness. The name of the forbidden tree itself tells us its purpose: the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Its fruit was necessary for them to truly understand goodness. This principle is all around us. We wouldn't appreciate the sun's warmth without the memory of cold clouds and night. We wouldn't see the glory of the stars without the deep darkness of the night sky. We cannot understand light without darkness, love without hate, or joy without misery. God's ultimate goal is to receive the genuine, unforced love and praise of His creatures. This is possible only if they have experienced what it is like to be without Him and His goodness. Only by tasting evil can they truly appreciate the good. Only by experiencing alienation can they respond with heartfelt affection when He becomes their Savior. The temporary experience of evil is the very process that equips creation to know and love God for all eternity. If evil is necessary to appreciate the good, God's plan goes even further, using humanity's greatest mistakes to achieve His greatest triumphs. How God uses sin for a greater good. One of the most radical and surprising principles in Scripture is that God actively uses sin to accomplish His righteous purposes. He often uses one wrong to correct another. This principle finds a most powerful illustration in the life of Joseph. 1. The sin. Joseph's brothers committed a terrible sin, driven by jealousy and hatred, when they sold him into slavery. 2. The suffering. Their act caused immense suffering for Joseph, who was wrongfully imprisoned, and for their father Jacob, who believed his beloved son was dead. God's purpose. Yet God used their sinful act to place Joseph in a position of power in Egypt, where he would ultimately save their entire family and nation from a devastating famine. The revelation. When Joseph finally revealed himself, he explained God's hidden plan behind their sin. "So it was not you that sent me hither, but God." Their evil intention was overruled to fulfill God's good purpose. This incredible story is the perfect foreshadowing of the ultimate example, the cross of Christ. The crucifixion was, from a human perspective, the most terrible sin ever committed. Humanity, in its ignorance and hatred, murdered the Son of God. Yet, in God's perfect plan, this sin of sins is the very act that provides the solution for all sin. God used humanity's greatest mistake to accomplish His greatest act of love and redemption. To fully grasp this incredible plan, we must now look at the specific roles that God, Satan, and humanity play in this cosmic drama. Evil and sin are not random tragedies that disrupt God's plan. They are purposefully woven into the very fabric of it to ultimately reveal His profound wisdom and unconditional love.